Radio Prague News.
Czech farmers are planning blockades to protest the discontinuation of a diesel tax rebate program. The new faction around Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík has announced its name, and the Justice Minister has filed a complaint in favor of a man charged with defacing political campaigning posters. Czech farmers are planning a series of road blockades in protest of the planned discontinuation of tax rebates on diesel fuel for workers in the agricultural sector and the announced introduction of a new tax on wine. The first blockade is set to take place on May 23rd. According to the head of the agricultural chamber, Jan Veleba, farmers are hoping to put the government under pressure to reverse its decision. In mid-April, the chamber had called on Prime Minister Petr Nečas to conserve the diesel tax rebates in the agricultural sector. The discontinuation of the rebate program comes as part of a reform package aimed at keeping the state budget deficit below 3% GDP in 2013 and 14. Currently, farmers are able to claim 60% of the consumption tax they pay on diesel gas back from the state. The new faction around Deputy Prime Minister Karolina Pík, formerly of Public Affairs, has announced its official name, LIDEM, Czech for the People, as well as a nod to the group's orientation, liberal, democratic. The political platform announced its name at a news conference on Thursday afternoon, where it also advertised a competition it is holding for its new logo. On Monday, its members will begin collecting the signatures necessary for the formation of a new party. Pík had left Public Affairs in mid-April, stating that she disliked the style in which the former junior coalition partner presented itself. Her split with the party and the subsequent walkout of some of its other members cast serious doubt over the future of the government coalition. However, it survived a vote of confidence last week. A former public transport worker from Olomouc, Roman Smetana, may soon be released from prison where he is serving a 100-day sentence for the destruction of public property. Justice Minister Jiří Pospíšil has filed a complaint in the men's favor and has appealed to the court to cancel its verdict. He said that it is up to the court to decide whether the defacing of political campaign posters, of which Mr. Smetana was found guilty, was a criminal offense or merely a misdemeanor. Mr. Smetana was charged with defacing public property for adding feelers to politicians' photographs on campaigning posters. After he refused to pay the fine, he was sent to prison. The Czech national hockey team on Thursday left Prague for the 76th Ice Hockey World Championship, which takes place in Finland and Sweden. Coach Alois Hadamsik is waiting to hear from defense player Zbinek Michalek, who has been having issues with his hip and may not be able to join the Czech ranks at the championship. The coach has said that he anticipates the Czech Republic's first match against Denmark will not be an easy one. He added that he and the team, however, were looking forward to the challenge. And now for the weather, the coming days will be cooler with overcast skies, occasional rain showers, and daytime highs of around 21 degrees Celsius. My name is Sarah Barufka, and this brings us to the end of the news.
Hello and welcome to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name is Christian Falvey. Many thanks for tuning in. Today, agricultural industry leaders announced they'll be blocking roads and slowing traffic to protest plans to cancel tax rebates. And the Czech Republic gets a damning rating on the Global Index of Vices. Is it a fair assessment? Later on in today's feature panorama, we look into the re-erection of a long-lost bit of history from Prague's Old Town Square. I hope you'll be staying with us today for all that and more here on Radio Prague. The Czech Republic will see another round of protests against the government's austerity measures. Agriculture industry leaders on Wednesday announced they would block roads and slow traffic in protest of plans to cancel tax rebates on diesel for agricultural firms and a planned introduction of a tax on wine. Jan Richter has the details.
In an effort to keep the state budget deficit below 3% of GDP in the coming years, the Czech government is planning to save up to 1.6 billion crowns by discontinuing tax rebates on diesel for agricultural firms. Another 3 billion crowns should come from a consumption tax on still wine that could be introduced next year. Farmers and wine producers have threatened to prevent these measures with intensified action, and on Wednesday they announced the details of their protests. Jindřich Schneiderla is deputy head of the Agricultural Chamber, a Czech industry group.
We have revived a scenario we came up with some years ago. On the same day and at the same time, on May 23rd at 9 a.m., members of our affiliate organizations will launch protest rides with tractors and other farm vehicles on roads all over the Czech Republic.
Farmers now get 60% of consumption tax on diesel reimbursed. They argue should the government go ahead with the plan to slash this program, the Czech Republic would be the only EU member country where agricultural firms pay full price for diesel, which would have a devastating effect on their competitiveness. For their part, winemakers warn that introducing consumption tax on wine would hinder production and could lead to black market dealing. In effect, revenues for the state budget would be negligible. Agriculture industry leaders say they are still hoping they will reach a deal with the government rather than having to take the matter to the street. Jindřich Schneiderla again.
We've sent a letter to the Prime Minister, but he has not gotten back to us. We have also been trying to arrange negotiations with the government, and it might happen. We do want to reach an agreement, but one that will be included in a bill. We don't want to go through this every year.
The Czech Agriculture Ministry has backed winemakers in their fight against the Finance Ministry's intentions to tax wine, but the government stands firm on the issue of diesel tax rebates. Meanwhile, farmers' representatives have warned more protests will follow if the government does not reconsider its plans.
Many thanks to Jan Richter. This is Radio Prague. The news agency Bloomberg has given the Czech Republic the inglorious distinction of first place on its Global Vice Index, a combined list of alcohol, drug, cigarette, and gambling prevalence in 57 countries. While Czech primacy in beer consumption may be incontestable, the index also cited the country as 12th in the world in gambling, 5th in cigarette smoking, and 2nd on the planet in drug use. What's more, the amalgamated information from the World Health Organization, the UN Office on Drugs and Crime, and others gave the Czech Republic a damning 6-point lead on the second most depraved country, Slovenia. Humbug, says public health workers, among them Dr. Tomáš Zábranský from the Center of Addictology.
So the question was if I think it's correct, and my answer is I don't. I mean, this is an index of indices, and it's very artificial and very internally inconsistent. So, no, I think it's making a good headlines for Bloomberg, but it tells you basically nothing.
Where would you rank the Czech Republic if you were to rank these four items together?
I probably wouldn't rank it because I think, A, it really makes no sense to do it. I mean, it really should go substance by substance or the groups of substance by the groups of substance and to look into the harms it really inflicts. And not to mix together a volume of alcohol, which is not actually including the moonshine, and smoked cigarettes, which are reported, and not to take into account the unreported, and then suddenly, instead of volume of drugs, to count on annual prevalence of different categories of drugs and to say, actually, they are the same because they are not. And then to add gambling because of I don't know what reason, and then not to add the abuse of pharmaceutical drugs. So once again, I don't play these games.
Would you say that the problem with drug use in the Czech Republic is indeed very high? I believe they took their information from the World Health Organization and other sources, which put the Czech Republic at second place. So would you say that the problem is worse here than in other countries?
No, I wouldn't, because again, if you look carefully into the methodology, how this was created, then actually not World Health Organization statistics are used, but these estimates of United Nations Office of Drugs and Crime, which is not actually estimating the volume of drugs used, but it's estimating the last year prevalence of use of any type of drugs. And then the United Nations do estimate each type of drugs. The Bloomberg said, actually, all the illegal drugs are the same, which I certainly don't agree, because, okay, if you think about it in terms of your own kids, you probably make a difference if your kid is using heroin or marijuana. And then they said, okay, so now we don't count the volume, we count the lifetime prevalence, we put it together. We put together the statistics of different quality from 57 countries, so we believe that the statistics from Zambia are of the same quality as from the United States and from the Czech Republic and, I don't know, UK. And then we create this very artificial, well, it's called, well, let's say, ladder. And again, the biggest mistake is not to take into account the abuse of pharmaceutical psychotropic drugs, which right now is the biggest problem globally in the developed world.
Well, thank you for that reassuring information. And in your own work, do you feel like the volume of people with addictions is rising or falling? Do you get a sense of that in your practice?
No, I mean, if you compare the comparables, so in terms of the European Union, for example, the Czech Republic has indeed the highest percentage of people who ever in their lifetime tried marijuana. But then if you look into the addictions, into the problem drug use, into the, let's call it, drug use which is causing harms to health, public order and economy, then we are somewhere in the lowest third of the ladder, let's call it like this.
So on par, would you say that we're an absolutely average European country?
Well, below the average, actually. I mean, if you look at it as a public health worker, and that's my job, then we are below the average.
That was Dr. Tomáš Zábranský of the Center of Addictology. If you're just tuning in, then thank you for joining us. You're listening to Radio Prague, the international service of Czech radio. My name's Christian Falvey. Next up in our program, Panorama, brought to you on this occasion by Rosie Johnston.
Prague's Old Town Square may be famous for its grandeur and architectural beauty, but it is in fact a shadow of its former self. A great chunk of the Old Town Hall building was decimated by the Nazis at the end of the war and has never been rebuilt. To this day, a rather bare park stands where most of the building once did, and across from the famous Jan Hus sculpture used to be a towering Marian column, built in 1650 and felled in 1918 by Czechs who felt it symbolised the country's Habsburg past. Ever since the column was brought down, there have been those campaigning for its return. One such individual is sculptor Petr Vania, who, over the past 15 years, has been making a faithful reproduction of the monument. At a new exhibition about both the original column and Mr. Vania's reconstruction, I asked the sculptor why he'd undertaken such a task when there was no clear sign from Prague City Hall that the column would ever make a comeback.
I'm doing this because I believe that, in the story of this sculpture, there lies a great hope that people can come to an agreement and this column can be returned. And when you spend such a long time working on any sculpture, of course you hope that it will end up in the place where it should be situated. I've made this exhibition to publicise this idea and to support the idea of one day rebuilding the Marian Column on Old Town Square.
Prague City Hall has previously turned down plans to return the column, and the idea is not one which often stirs much public debate. But chief curator at the Charles Bridge Museum, where this exhibition is currently being held, Miroslav Kindl, said he hopes this new show will bring about discussion.
This exhibition is about the Marian Column. This Marian Column, it's one of the most famous Marian columns in Czech Republic, and it was the fourth column in Europe, Marian Column in Europe. It was built in the year 1650 by sculptor Jan Jiří Bendl, and it survived through centuries to be destroyed on the end of the First World War and in the first day of a new Czechoslovakian Republic, because it was felt as a symbol of Habsburgian oppression, but it was not true exactly. The column was built on the end of the 30 years old war, only 2 years after the 30 years old war, and it was something like to say thanks, many thanks to we survived the war, etc., etc. And that's the symbol of Virgin Mary, because he is not here as a Virgin Mary victorious, that she's winning over heresy or something else. She's it's Virgin Mary called Immaculata. It's really just only to say thanks that the war ended.
Now, am I right in thinking that it was taken down in 1918 by a group of firemen and anarchists called František Sauer, yeah. And all of them, there's a legend that they all came to horrible ends. Is this true?
Horrible ends. Okay. It was a bohemian. He was crazy, drinking. He was living in this way. And at the end of his life, he so everything, he felt everything, and he was dying in monastery. There he apologized from him and to all the people that he did this horrible thing and he destroyed the column.
Okay, why do you think that today there are some people who want the column to go back up and they're very especially Catholic? Why do you think it's become such a sort of religious issue, putting back the Marian column? Why do you think it doesn't interest other Czechs who maybe aren't so religiously engaged?
It's okay, the one side or the one view is religious, of course. It's the part of a religious, etc., etc., and Czech Republic is not so much religious, it's mostly atheistic state. But there is another reason, there is another view, and the view is that it was a monument. You know, it was a monument that was there for hundreds of years, and I don't want to say we have the right, but to reconstruct it there, but we have the right to think about it, to think about all the aspects of the column, of the art of a Baroque art, and try to call for some debate or some kind of discussion about the thing. If it will call the discussion, it will be a good thing.
Can I ask if you yourself are a Catholic?
No, I'm not.
And you're for the re-erection of the Marian column on Old Town Square?
Yes.
What do you say to claims that there is not enough documentation, especially of the base of the statue, to make a good recreation of it, and that the worst possible scenario would be a bad recreation of the Marian column going up on Old Town Square?
It's a very interesting thing, because we can reconstruct the column with the statue of Virgin Mary. We have documentation for it. But there were four angels down on the base, and it could be, and we will not reconstruct the angels, and it could be a call for young sculptors maybe in some future years that they will cooperate in some way, and they will try to create not copies but new works of art with feelings of 21st century, and it could greatly give the column together, the Baroque part and the new part.
Now, there is the argument that Old Town Square was originally the Jan Hus monument that's there, that lots of people who visited Prague will know. That was built as a counterpoint to this Marian column. It was built sort of quite wide to go with this tall Marian column. And so there is this argument that if the Marian column were back, Old Town Square would have its right proportions again. But what do you say to the idea of having a completely new thing in the space of the Marian column? There's been a suggestion that a beam of light or something could be shone in the place where the Marian column was. Would you be for an idea like that?
It's a very interesting idea, but I believe that the Old Town Square is very old. We can think about places where to connect modern architecture or contemporary architecture with the old parts of the city, but I don't think it's the situation, or it could be done on Old Town Square. I really think that the best way how to do it is to build the copy of the column, and the column on the column give the four angels in a new wave.
Okay, and what do you think about Mr. Vanya's 15-year-old project of kind of recreating the sculpture when Prague Magistrat hasn't said that they want it? I mean, is what he's doing not a little bit sort of in vain?
It's a very complicated question. Exactly, I know the reasons of a magistrate, and I think that Prague Magistrate needs some to press on them to think about it more deeply, and this way.
And so this is a good way of making Pražský magistrát think about it more.
Yeah, I believe it.
That was sculptor Petr Vanya talking to Rosie Johnstone in that edition of Panorama, first broadcast in 2009. And the latest news from Prague City Hall now is that Marian column will be re-erected this year. You can find out more about it at our website, radio.cz. Topping off our show now for today is the next edition of our language learning series, The ABCs of Czech.
Ahoj, I'm Heather Baun. Welcome to this edition of ABC of Czech.
Martin Mikule
is in the studio with me today. Today we are talking about traveling.
Cestování.
Or to be more exact, hitting the highway. But before we hit the road, let's find out what Czechs hit when they set out for a trip. Unlike English speakers, Czechs don't hit the road. They hit boots.
Oni prásknou do bot.
When Czechs set out for a trip, they might say...
Prásknem do bot.
Let's hit the road. Like the English expression to hit the road, the Czech expression
prasknout do bot
isn't only used for traveling. It is also used when someone gets angry and runs off. Then you would say
on praskl do bot.
He hit the road. Or if you get angry at someone and want them to hit the road, you can say
praskni do bot.
Hit the road. But today we don't want to send anyone packing except for a trip. So back to traveling. The summer holidays
dovolená
in the Czech Republic are a whirlwind of weekend trips and last-minute vacations. Most people, especially those living in big cities like Prague, spend weekends at a cabin.
Chata.
Or a vacation house.
Chalupa. Chata
is a summer house that has always been used for vacations. It may not have running water and is probably made from wood.
Chata
may be surrounded by trees or next to a stream. Whereas
chalupa
is actually a summer home that served as a home in the past.
Chalupa
is frequently located in a village. While some people may plan their vacation ahead of time, last-minute vacations are a phenomenon in the Czech Republic. Travelers wait until the last minute and then check out a travel agency.
Cestovní kancelář.
They are looking for trips that are available to exotic locations at low prices. Last-minute deals usually include accommodations,
ubytování,
but not necessarily transportation.
Doprava.
We're just about out of time for today, so until next time, take care.
Mějte se.
Bon voyage.
Šťastnou cestu.
Bye-bye.
Čau, čau.
That was the ABCs of Czech, wrapping up Radio Prague's English program for today. Don't forget that this program and every other is available at our internet address, radio.cz. If you have any questions or comments, we are always happy to hear them. You can contact us by email at english@radio.cz, on Facebook or Twitter under Radio Prague, or, of course, with a good old-fashioned letter to Vinohradská 12, 12099 Prague. From me, Christian Falvey, thanks for listening.